Air Canada announcing reduced service to the province. Well, I took to the streets outside St. John's International Airport to ask travelers how they feel about learning about these recent cuts.
I think it's just temporary. It'll come back.
Were you flying today, sir?
I was flying from the West Coast.
Have you ever flown Air Canada?
Yes. Yeah, many times.
Will you miss their service?
Definitely. And I think, they're just doing what they have to do to protect their business. You know, we'll see what happens. I think hopefully this is a temporary thing and we'll get the routes back, in no time. So,
how was the airport in there? I'm not allowed in as a reporter.
The capacity is down on the planes, and the airports are a lot more empty now than they've been. So it's definitely down traffic-wise.
Is it strange to see that? Are you a regular traveler?
I am. It is. It's really odd. I don't know what will happen in St. John's if they'll cut all the flights, to Toronto. I don't know how we'll get to Toronto. We'll have to, do a puddle jump somewhere. But, yeah.
I flew from Deer Lake.
Yeah. Have you heard that Air Canada is pulling some of its service?
Apparently, there are no Air Canada flights to fly.
Well, not in Labrador. There's still going to be flights here, but very, very limited. What's your reaction to hearing that?
Well, I can't say that I'm surprised, really, based on with COVID. I mean, nobody's traveling, but... it's kind of unfortunate, and I hope it turns around once things get back to normal.
Did you keep your PPE on the entire time you were flying today?
I did, and it was really hot on the plane.
Was it really?
Yes.
Were there many passengers on board the flight?
Not even half a flight.
Are you a regular flyer?
Probably 3 or 4 times a year.
And I just spoke to one man who said, I think they'll come back. What do you think?
I really hope they do. Maybe it'll take a while, but I think they will.
Is it strange being in the airport with so few people?
Absolutely. Kind of sad. I'd like to be able to get in there and go somewhere hot and sunny.
I think it's terrible. Well, we have lots of points and we won't be able to use them. I guess that's what everybody is saying.
Oh, wow. Have you reached out to the company to find out? Or
no.
Are you a regular flyer?
We usually do 2 or 3 times a year, sometimes 4.
I spoke to a couple of people just now who were really hopeful that the service would return when, better economic times come back, if and when. What do you think?
I'm not really sure about that.
Do you think it will affect business in the province?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. Air Canada is supposed to be a national airline for all of Canada. We're from Labrador, and we have Aeroplan points. I'm a member, have been for 40 years. And all of a sudden, what am I going to do with my points? I can't even leave Labrador. I can't even leave the province. I got to drive out of here just to use my points. So I think it's ridiculous. Now with the vaccine, now it's supposed to be coming in, they should be gearing up, not gearing down.
Do you think it'll hurt the economy?
Oh, of course it's going to hurt the economy. There's going to be layoffs all over the place. I know people in Goose Bay that's already been laid off. I guess the rest of staff will be laid off. So, of course, it's going to hurt the economy.
And not to mention rotational workers who have to fly in and out.
You got that right, too. I mean, once the country gets back on track and gets back some kind of normal, they're going to need all airlines back to normal, too, so they can transport these rotational workers and other business people, right?
And just as they've made the cut because demand is stifled, do you think if demand picks up, they will return these services?
Well, let's hope they will. But I think Trudeau and his government should have stepped up and made sure that this airline stayed intact anyway for off Canada. It's a Canadian airline.